Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
All right, so it'd be a yes. All right, thank you. So in terms of gender, what would you say you identify as?
I'm a male.
Male, all right, thank you. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
1962.
All right, thank you. So are you like Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin?
Say it again, please.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right. What is your race?
Black and Native.
Black and Native. All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
10th grade.
10th grade. All right, thank you. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? On a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power.
0.
0, all right. So thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
No, I'm very dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat dissatisfied? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. So would you say you're somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right, thank you. So could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like them or you don't like this issue, and a 10 means you do like them. You have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, and a 5 is neutral. And the first organization is the Republican Party.
Zero satisfaction.
All right, so 0. All right, what about Joe Biden? How do you feel about him on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'll give him a 3 because I think he's very kind of starting to show.
All right, thank you. So you said a 3, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0. All right. What about Attorney General Josh Stein?
Zero.
All right. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I guess I gave him a 0 too.
A 2. All right. Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
0.
All right. And what about the Democratic Party?
5.
5. All right. Thank you. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
I don't know. I'm not satisfied with Republican or Democrat.
All right. So you would probably vote for Democrat Joe Biden then?
Joe Biden Trump, yes.
I think
Biden over Trump.
All right. You would pick Biden over Trump?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So I know it's like again, a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? For like your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
All right. Would that be like 100% or would you lean towards voting for them?
100%.
All right. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
I'll go with E.
With 100% or like somewhat more?
Just somewhat more.
All right, thank you. So which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Number one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing American people, but it could in the future. Number two, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or number three, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I'll give it three.
With three? All right, thank you. So, in general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the country?
I guess I'll say negative of you.
All right, thank you. And what about the future of the planet?
I'm not sure. I feel positive. I'm not sure.
All right. And what about your own future?
Own future, I don't know, because I'm supposed to be taking one day at a time. I don't know. Can't say.
All right. Thank you. So from your most recent voting experiences in the November 2022 elections, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or is it getting about the same?
About the same.
About the same. All right, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming voting elections in 2024, could you please indicate what are the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? And the list goes, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, because it's too difficult for me to vote, or because racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, or because we don't like any of the candidates, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, I don't have time to vote, or I don't know enough about the candidates.
I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. So who do you think, in your opinion, is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? The Republicans, all politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, or none of the above?
Racist politicians, racist Republicans.
All
trying
right.
to make it harder for people to vote.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some potential threats to democracy in America. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that to be a threat in this country. A zero means that this is like a threat that will certainly not happen, so it's like not really a threat. Five, you're not really sure. And a 10 means that this is like a threat that is near certainty to happen. So like this is a threat that you believe will happen and will affect us. So the first one is creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
That's just a threat.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
8.
8, all right. What about sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
I say try to correct the minor voting errors. Correct.
All right. So how much of a threat would you say this happens to be? On a scale of 0 to 10.
I'll give it a 2.
2? All right. What about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
Man.
Allowing wealthy individual corporations and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
And then?
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
That's your part.
5, all right. Thank you. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Nah.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Nah.
harming armed vigilantes guard at polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Nah.
All right, thank you. And increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Seven.
All right, thank you. So how big of a problem would you say racial discrimination is in your life today? Would you say it's like a big problem or somewhat of a problem or a small problem or not a problem at all?
You know, it's not having problems, no problems.
Not a problem, all right. So have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. And on a scale of 0 to 10, if you could please tell me how concerned you are about this. 0 means not at all concerned. 5 is neutral. And 10 means extremely concerned. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal, intimidating practices.
0. 0,
all right. MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how they've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
5. 5,
all right, thank you. Now, nearly 60 years after the passage of civil rights, a racist MAGA Republicans want to roll back our freedoms to vote and pick their own voters.
10.
10, all right. When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
10.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. So which one or two, if you want, of these issues do you believe to be the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about most? And the list goes, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, boycotting a company, volunteering for a local organization in my community, marching for a protest, voting in federal elections such as president or U.S. Congress, talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns or organizations, signing petitions, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, or voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor.
7 protests.
All right, so that would be volunteering and marching in protests. Just that one?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So, again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, kind of based on everything I just told you, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on the issues you care about on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means no power at all, 5 means some power, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power?
I'll say 5.
5, all right, thank you. So if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know right now, I'm not sure.
All right. So if you had to choose between, let's say, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party candidate like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or some other independent third party, for who would you vote for?
I have to go with Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. So which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges against and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
I think age is a problem.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Do you think that, are you more concerned about, like, let's say, what I said about Donald Trump or what I said about Joe Biden?
Yeah, what you said about Donald Trump, yeah, and I think
what I said about Donald Trump. All right, thank you. So if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Harris.
Harris, all right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
I don't know. I was a Democrat, and I'm thinking I'm about turning towards, you know, independent.
All right. So would you say maybe then, like, a Democrat, or do you lean more towards independent?
Right now, I think I'm leaning more towards independent.
All right. Thank you. So would you say that you're independent, but you lean towards voting more for Democrats then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as either being very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
So I call myself a liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Yeah, somewhat liberal, somewhat.
All right. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
No? All right. Do you currently own your home, rent, or live with a family member or friend?
I'm paying mortgage right now.
Paying mortgage? All right. That would be a homeowner, I believe, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Sir, were you born in the U.S. or in another country?
I'm born in the U.S.
All right. Were any of your parents born in the U.S. or in another country?
No, I was born in the U.S. too.
All right, born in the U.S. as well. All right, thank you. So back in 2020, general elections for president, who did he vote for?
The Democrat.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. What would you say right now is your employment status? Would you say you're full-time or part-time or unemployed, retired, or something else?
Yeah, retired.
Retired. All right, thank you. So last year, that is 2023, what would you say is your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you some ranges.
I better not say.
I'm sorry?
I said I better not say.
Rather not say? All right, no worries. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.